Greetings to our listeners out there, coming to you from Dakota Talk Radio. This is Diane Merrick from southeastern South Dakota. And once again, we're going to go ahead and get started by sharing with you our Dakota Nakota language by greeting our listeners out there. So to all of you friends and relatives and listeners out there, Wopita Tonka, a huge thank you to you for listening. Yuha chantewashte napechuzape de Diane Merrick demie ga nakona komi chajekis nasnawi ga ihangtwa nakota hemacha ya yuhana nayah ompike ya de wopi da tanka onkeni chape ha wana I ewaskakte. We'd like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick. My Dakota Nakota name is Rattle Woman from the Gord, and I am from the End Village people, also known as the Yankton Sioux from the federal government. And we would like to extend a huge thank you out there to all of our listeners, and we're going to share within our Dakota Nakota language various conversational phrases in Dakota. And then we will pronounce them together and provide you with a translation. So we're going to provide you with the various conversational phrases which may be useful or helpful to you in your everyday walk of life, and things that are pretty common that you may find helpful to you, and encourage you to pronounce along with us. Use the language as much as you can, and hopes that you may impart that to your friends, your relatives, and in hopes to preserve and revitalize the End Village on dialect. One of the first conversations, terms, and conversational phrases we want to share, something pretty common to many of us, is our surroundings, the time element. So we're going to start off with the term Khtayetu kia uktahe. Okay, once again, Khtayetu kia uktahe. Okay, translation for Khtayetu kia uktahe is, will you be coming in the evening? Will you be coming this evening? Okay, let's pronounce that together. Khtayetu kia-u-k-ta-he. Okay, notice there's a guttural there with our first word that we started out with, which is evening. Okay, once again, khta-yetu kia-u-k-ta-he. Khta-yetu kia-u-k-ta-he. Okay, will you be coming this evening? Or another time, daily term, hi hani ki ya ukta he. Hi hani ki ya ukta he. Will you come this morning? Our next conversational phrase is he oya kya kta he. He oya kya kta he. Will you help him or her? He oya kia kta he. Okay, let's pronounce that together. He oya kia kta he. Okay, once again, translation. Will you help him or her? Our next term, he iye ya he. He iye ya he. Now, the translation for he iye ya he, did you find whatever the object is, the something? Okay, he iye ya he, did you find the object or did you find the something? He is in reference to the object or the something being looked for or being found. Okay, and for the purpose of review again, in our past lessons, we shared that anytime when you are hearing the language or being able to say some of the phrases, that anything you hear at the end of a conversation or are saying with he at the end of your conversation or the sentence is a question. So anytime you hear heh at the end, that is in reference to a question. Our next term is wakariapi onreya chihe. Wakariapi onreya chihe. Okay, translation for wakariapi onreya chihe is, do you want some coffee? And one of the things we can put on the beginning of that is other maybe food terms, clothing terms, any of the other terms that we are learning in other lessons. Like another thing we can maybe add to that is taspa hampi onreya chihe. Taspa hampi onreya chihe. Translation for taspa hampi onreya chihe is, do you want some apple juice? Do you want some apple juice? Or so just trying to share like different things you may put with that phrase there. Like onreya chihe, putting something before that. Wasquija onreya chihe is another term. Wasquija onreya chihe. Do you want some sweets? Wasquija is in reference to like maybe mixed fruits or any types of sweets. Or another one is chaham shasha unre ya chihe. Do you want some candy? Chaham shasha unre ya chihe. So what we're doing here is sharing you how unre ya chihe is, do you want some? And then putting whatever that subject is at the beginning of that phrase. In other words, we so far shared with you wakariapi, taspa hampi, wasquija, or chahamshasha, and we use those various beginnings at the before we said onreya chihe. So just to share with you different pieces you can put on the beginning of that. With this term here, this conversational phrases, we shared in our last lessons that anytime we say be, with a P-I in any of the conversations you hear, is that is plural. So there are times when you hear the language or you're sharing the language, when you use be, that's pluralized, more than one. For more than one. Okay, so here's a phrase that we'll use is ga po papi onre ya chimpi he. Okay, and once again, ga po papi onre ya chimpi he. Okay, translation for ga po papi onre ya chimpi he is, do you all want some pop? Or would you all like some pop? So, different ways you may interpret that. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Ga, po, ba, bi, on, re, ya, chi, bi, he. Okay, another term. We're going to move right along to our next term here. Wasquija unre ya chupikta he. Wasquija unre ya chupikta he. Are you all going to get some sweets? Okay, keep in mind once again we use the term wasquija in our lesson to begin with here, and in reference to wasquija, we'll say that that is in relationship to like mixed fruits or anything sweet, like a dessert. Now let's pronounce that together. Wasquija onre iyachupikta he. Okay, our next term. Hokagi nahachi hibishni he. Hokaki nahachi hibishni he. Did the singers yet not arrive? Or have the singers not yet arrived? whole ka is in reference to singers, whether that be a choir group or a drum group, whatever singers may be scheduled for an event. Nahashti means yet, hipi, arrived collectively, more than one singer. Okay, so let's pronounce that together. Ho, ka, gi, na, ha, ji, hipi, shni, he. Ho, ka, gi, na, ha, ji, hipi, shni, he. Our next phrase. We chinchana ki ka po papi onre yat kampi he. We chinchana ki ka po papi onre yat kampi he. Translation for we chinchana ki ka po papi onre yat kampi he is, did the little girls drink some pop? Did the little girls drink some pop? Now let's pronounce that together. We chinchana ki ka po papi onre yat kampi he. We're moving right along to our next term here. Chahamshasha wanji iyachu he. Okay. Chahamshasha wanji iyachu he. Did you receive a candy or did you take a candy? Did you receive or did you take a candy? Okay, let's pronounce that together. Chahamp shasha wanji iyachu he. Okay, we're just gonna repetitiously use some of the terms that we're using at the beginning of our lesson and incorporate them into different types of phrases that can be useful to you. Another phrase here. Ka po papi ki dat kampi he. Ka po papi ki dat kampi he. Are you all drinking some pop? Are you all drinking some pop? Okay, let's pronounce that together. Ka po papi ki dat kampi he. Next term. Hampa ki iye ya he. Hampa ki iye ya he. Did you find the shoes? In other words, it's sometimes if our children or we aren't able to find maybe our shoes, which may happen from time to time, if we're outdoors or somewhere in the house, we are able to let off the shoes for a while. Maybe we're trying to find out where we set them. So let's pronounce that together. Hampa ki iye ya he. And maybe another question to that. Dukte yanashidoka he. Dukte yanashidoka he. Where did you take them off? All right, we're moving right along to our next term. Pejuta ki iyachupi he. Pejuta ki iyachupi he. Did you all take the medicine? Pejuta is medicine. Iyachu, you take. B is plural. Pejuta ki iyachu pi he. Did you all take the medicine? Okay, our next phrase. Khtaitu ki ya upikta he. Khtaitu ki ya upikta he. So, notice that when we began our lesson, we shared some terms that were singular. Singular phrases, and now we are using the phrases repetitiously, but we are adding the plural to them. So we have pluralized many of the terms that we started out with, so that you're able to know that you can use these phrases, these Dakota Nakota phrases, in a singular manner or a plural manner. Next phrase here is a singular phrase. Okay. Kunshi aroya biskuye da oreya kuhe. Kunshi aroya biskuye da oreya kuhe. Did you give grandma some sweet bread or cake? Ahoya biskuyeda may mean donut, cake, any type of a sweet bread, a roll. Okay, now let's pronounce that together. Kunshi is grandma. Ahoya biskuyeda unre yak u he. So the different phrases so far that we've shared in our Dakota Nakota language lesson here is in reference to singular and plural phrases in relationship to different food items or time element terms, and how you may use them as far as wanting, taking, or receiving. We hope that they may be helpful to you and that you may share the different phrases or pronounce them as we are sharing the Dakota Nakota language lessons. And until our next language lesson, we want to say Wopida Tanka and ask you to join along and email us with any requests you may have. And until next time, Doksha. Later.